Welcome to The Good Talk. It is Entertainment Talks podcast with a good place on NBC and Netflix. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is, I guess, for the mid-season premiere. Season 3, episode 10, called The Book of Dougs. It's another good episode of The Good Place. It's a great return. I wouldn't say a return to form, because it didn't need a return to form. It's a great return to the show. And it really kind of, it does put a lot of things into question. Such as, like, okay, they're going to this, is it IHOP or IHOC or something, place, and, like, what is that gonna be, and, like, they sort of went into the mailroom for The Good Place, but the woman there said the main door was, like, 500, did she say miles away or something? And then you've got, like, this other door, which is the thickness of four Oreos. And, like, okay, they can't get in there yet, but, I don't know, some things are, I guess, a bit more of a, supposed to be a bit more of a mystery at this point. But, yeah, it's confusing to me in that way, but I guess it's more in terms of mystery and me trying to work things out, because people have talked about this show in terms of theorizing, and I remember when I first started hearing that, I was like, oh, I didn't quite sort of know necessarily, or maybe I wasn't looking for it so much, or maybe it was because I sort of binge-watched seasons 1 and 2, and then season 3 came around weekly, because it was when I got to season 3 that I first heard, or first got caught up with, like, the weekly talk, I suppose, and first started actually seeing that people started talking about theorizing in the show and stuff, and I never really noticed that, I suppose, but, like, I guess you could theorize and stuff, because it's, you know, about The Good Place, and about this place that's supposed to be heaven, and there's the bad place, which I guess is supposed to be hell and everything. What I'm going to basically do is not try to guess any more in terms of, like, okay, you basically got three different places. You got the new Good Place, let's say. You've got the old Good Place where we originally started, which turned out to be the bad place. And then you got the actual bad place, which I wasn't sure what that was. Until we get, like, an explanation of things, I'm not going to, like, continue to keep guessing that, because I think that could maybe get old. But the explanation that Michael actually did give in this episode was that, you know, this new place they're trying to get into is the good place, and then the old place where we started is the bad place, but that still leads into question what the old bad place was. But I don't know, we'll see where this other place is that they go, and what happens there and everything. This episode was really funny. Yeah, again, I mean, it's a comedy, it's supposed to be funny. But I thought, was it the first two bits that made me laugh were in the cold open, when Jason's talking about, was it, like, monkeys that have ridden something, and nobody, like, made sense of that, and then, TD did that sort of what type thing, and everyone kind of turned around and looked at him and was like, don't go there, and then you had the whole fireman calendar thing, that was pretty funny, and she couldn't get past March, and then you had, oh yeah, make sure nobody can track us or come after us. And Janet just blows up the mailbox, not the safe. I called it a safe in the mid-season finale, but I guess it's a mailbox type thing. Or it's actually kind of a portal. So I thought that was pretty funny. And then he said, oh, like, there's two things you need to do. The first one's to make sure no one can do that. And then she blows it up. Cool to see that they've got their powers back. Even though in this episode Janet's trying to be neutral Janet, I thought that was an interesting thing for them to give Janet to do, was have her try to fake to be neutral Janet, because I guess you've got neutral, good and bad Janet. Bad Janet's one of the demons, isn't she? And then you've got good Janet, which is, of course, the one that's with us all the time. But no, it does give, like I said in the mid-season preview, the previous podcast, it was an interesting experiment, I think, for this show to go to Earth and not have powers and try to see what they could do. I do still think it was a good plot and a good story, and something that definitely should have, like, concluded the way it did. Like, if we'd have spent the whole season there, I don't know how that would have gone. But now that the characters have, I guess, died again, from the void and stuff and come back here, and you can resume the powers and you can get back to writing that way. It's a good kind of little experiment for them to do and stuff. I mean, I've said before about, because I am, you know, not like, oh, where is the show going, but like, where's the show going? What's it got planned? What's it going to do, out of like a curiosity sort of mystery type thing? Because in the interview that I said about with Kristen Bell, she said that Michael Schur did have an idea of where he wanted to go. He knew roughly like how he wanted to end it and where he wanted to end it roughly, which is always good for a show, because you don't want a show to be like, hey, we're just gonna keep going and we'll just see what happens. Granted, some shows that do that have massive fan bases. I'm not trying to bring any shows down, or I'm literally just giving examples. I'm talking about things like Supernatural that have run for 14-15 years, things like Grey's Anatomy that have run for 14-15 years. I'm not sure they're in like roughly season 13-15 or something. But those two shows have continued to have massive fan bases that keep watching and just keep watching, and like, that's one of them situations where like, it's not like, oh, the show's still going, I'm curious as to like how it's still going and what the plan is going forward. But clearly you don't, like I said in one of the Geek Town episodes, you don't get to season 15 by accident. That doesn't happen. If your show isn't good and the ratings drop, you get cancelled and you don't make it to season 15. But anyway, yeah, I'm still continuing to wonder, like, okay, what does the end of The Good Place look like? I mean, I don't want that to happen yet. We're only in season 3. This show is still very young. Yeah, it does, you know, make me wonder, like, okay, what does the end of The Good Place look like? Where could the story be going? Which I guess is also part of the theorizing. Because the theorizing at the moment would be like, okay, what is this place? And my answer, unfortunately, is I have no idea. But, I mean, it's going to be to do with the judges and stuff, so maybe we'll see the judge back. I wonder if Trevor will pop up at some point. We'll see. But, no, this episode was really, really funny. It had those two bits. The Oreo thing itself was quite funny. There is, I will admit, because I know I give this show a lot of praise, and it is what it should get. But sometimes, and this is a weird little nitpick for me, but it's something I do need to point out, just to, you know, be fair and not be like, hey, this is like perfect and incredible. Nothing in this industry is perfect. Sometimes the writing, when they try to do the more cheesy stuff, sometimes doesn't work, but not in a place where like, it's making me sort of cringe, more in a place where it's like, huh, that didn't quite work, onto the next joke. One example I actually have is when Janet says about like her emotions coming out of her butt, and then she says, oh, they're coming out my eyes, which is obviously, you know, tears and stuff. Those kind of lines, again, I'm just trying to be fair and just point out something I think is uneven, maybe. Sometimes when the show tries to do jokes like that, it doesn't make me like get annoyed and want to turn it off or whatever. Why would I turn off an episode of The Good Place? But sometimes it just doesn't quite work, and that's all I kind of wanted to point out. But other than that, the jokes that land have me really laughing. Yeah, there's the Oreo joke, and there was a couple of other ones as well that were pretty funny. I like this episode's balance of plot and comedy, because comedy was obviously on point and stuff, and with character development as well, like with Chidi and Eleanor's relationship, obviously going forward and stuff. I know some people are still shipping, I think it's, who are they shipping? Janet and Eleanor and Tahani. Not sure how those two relationships could work, sure, if they, like, set it up and stuff. If it just randomly happens, then no, it won't work. I mean, it's interesting to see who people want to get together. I mean, I don't want to turn this into, like, a shipping show, if you guys get what I mean. But, yeah, and Eleanor and Chidi seem to be in a good place. No pun intended. Seems to be in a good place, and yeah, I'm enjoying the relationship on screen. It's really, really good. So and it's still pretty new as well, so it's kind of fresh for them to do. But yeah, what I was going to point out is that the character development there, the comedy, which is, you know, the jokes I already told, said that I laughed at, And when Michael gets the book out and he's looking at other... Is it Doug's? He said. Yeah, the guy he went to visit before. I can't remember if it's Doug or Michael. And, like, he points out some different guys with similar names and how they tried to do good things, but, like, ended up doing, like, well, bad things, I suppose. Was an interesting look at the point system, because I remember since season one, that's kind of one thing that they've pointed out. That, like, the, you know, because Eleanor wasn't supposed to be in the good place because she wasn't really a good person. I mean, she could turn into a good person, whatever. But how the point system was rigged and stuff, I think it's interesting to go back to there as well. Because as much as we want to theorize on, like, where they are and what could happen, you still got the actual plot of the show which you need to deal with. And I feel like they did a good job of that in this episode, which is... I mean, I know it was only quick, but it was a little bit of, like, Michael's trying to work this out and work with the committee and not wait 400 or 1,000 years or whatever it was. I think it was both, actually. There was two different things. One was 400 years and one was 1,000 years. For him to not do that and, like, you know, try and work it out, I feel like they did a good job there. And I didn't need much more than what they gave. We already kind of understood it, but him bringing up different examples and stuff, I felt like was pretty good. I just want to talk about the episode count, but I'm going to do that after we take a quick break here. So I'll see you in a minute. Today's sponsor is Kirsty Legister's Juice Plus. If you would like to get help with trying to lose weight, this might just be the solution that you're looking for. With a range of products that include shakes, boosters, capsules and more, get started today. All you need to do is click on the Kirsty Legister's Juice Plus link in your show notes or description on iTunes or on the website. Go over to her Facebook profile, send her a Facebook message and get started with the program today. Today's second sponsor is Kualu. If you'd like to get started with a domain name and a website today, just click on the link in the show notes and that will take you over to Kualu to get started. They also have a live support chat system that you can use, which is in the bottom right hand corner. So get started with a new website and domain name today with Kualu. Hey everybody, if you would like to get the ad-free versions of all of our podcasts and support Entertainment Talk along the way, all you need to do is head over to patreon.com/entertainmenttalk, sign up either as a creator or as a Patreon, there's no difference there. That's just the option for either becoming a creator now or just staying as a patron for the moment. And then all you need to do is support us at the $1 level tier. That will get you access to all of the ad-free podcasts that we've done in the past and get you access to all the ad-free podcasts in that month as well. So it's a great way to support us on Entertainment Talk and to get rid of the ads and get your ad-free podcasts. As always, thank you very much for listening. Back to the show. Okay, so recently on Entertainment Talk, we're returning with a few things. We're getting to that period of the year. We're out of the Christmas break. Everybody basically is now. So, yeah, we got The Good Place, obviously, Season 3. Thank you for listening to that so far. Star Trek Discovery Season 2 comes back next week, so it'll be double Fridays for 2 weeks. I'm going to talk about the episode count in a minute for this show, something I'm slightly confused on. Random Gaming Talk will be returning next Thursday, so that will be before Star Trek comes back for the first episode of Season 2. The Season 2 preview podcast is out there for you guys to listen to at the moment. Of course, there's the individual feeds for those. That's called Discovering Star Trek, because that's still very much what I'm doing. So yes, Random Gaming Talk returns next week. The DC shows return soon. The Walking Dead return soon. Newest film reviews, Wreck-It Ralph 2 and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And Home Alone is a classic reviews bonus episode. Video game stuff. Did a top 5 video games countdown over the break. And did my Wanted Season 3 review. Very much a hidden gem on television. On Netflix in the UK. Channel 7 in Australia. What else have we got going on? Next couple of films are going to be Welcome to Marwen. I need to actually look up some times, possibly go next week or the week after, I'm not sure. And then there's Escape Room, which is on Netflix, but it's coming out in the cinema in February. I'm confused as to what that is as well. Did Netflix get it first or something? It's basically this film called Escape Room, and it looks sort of Saw-esque, but it's more of a group thing. It looks like if you took Game Night or not really Tag. It looks like if you took Game Night from last year and made it a Saw film, kind of. I saw a trailer late last year, but there's a film on Netflix. I think it says 2017 on it, which looks really, really similar. I might actually just go and watch the film later and see what it is. So I don't know if Netflix got first rights. It doesn't have, like, the Netflix badge on it. So I don't know, but when I see the film and make sure it's the right one, I will be talking about that, because that looks very interesting as well. Obviously, upcoming Marvel stuff, we got Captain Marvel and, what's it, Endgame, Avengers Endgame. I'm not sure when the first DC films come out, because this year we've got Joker, Shazam, and that's it, I think, for this year. Yeah, I think that's about it. But that's roughly what we got going on at the moment on entertainmenttalk.org or on the podcast platform of your choice. iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. So yeah, a lot of really good stuff in this episode. As I'm talking about the episode, I enjoyed it more as I'm talking about it, which is always a good thing. But I felt like, yeah, they just did really good stuff with the plot this episode, and I feel like the interesting thing is as well, we didn't even see, like, you know where we saw them go to this, is it IHOP or something? I can't remember exactly what Michael said. It was like a letters thing, and they all mean, the letters all mean something individually. Because we didn't actually see, like, a preview of the room, because, like, you know, in last episode, we went through the mailbox thing, and then we had a little preview of the room of this good place or whatever. We didn't actually get that for this new thing, so I'm wondering, obviously, what it is and where they're going to go from there and stuff. But, no, I continue to thoroughly enjoy this show. Apart from the little writing thing, that's it, not really an issue, but I'm just pointing it out to kind of be fair and point out the flaws that the show does have. Because it does have flaws, obviously. Like I said, nothing's perfect. Although nothing else comes to mind right now of problems with the show. I'm not sure. They are still in a little bit of an experimental phase with this, and the show's still really young. I've seen a lot of people comparing, doing like sitcom comparisons as recently, comparing like Parks and Recreation and Office and like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Good Place. If you look at those shows, Office is finished, had 9 seasons with 24 episodes, or 23 episodes, like a full American season. Parks and Recreation, I think, is on season 14. Brooklyn Nine-Nine just started, it actually started the same night again as The Good Place last night. That's on, what, season 6? The Good Place is only, like, just over halfway through season 3. So, you can compare them in terms of, like, okay, what's funnier and stuff, but you can't compare however many episodes this show has to The Office, like, you know? But, yeah, once the show continues to get older and continues to grow, we can maybe make some more comparisons and stuff. Off the top of my head, I couldn't go and compare those shows. I mean, I haven't seen, like, Parks and Recreation yet. I've seen Brooklyn, and I've seen The Office. What was the other one that I said? Office, Parks and Recreation, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I've seen 3 of those, so. Alright, that's about all I have to say for this week's episode. Thank you all very much for listening. I'll be back next week for a double. Oh yeah, the episode count I was going to talk about. On Netflix, there's 3 episodes listed. Episode 10, 11, and 12. I can't remember the names of them. But I'll tell you guys when the episodes come out. So I thought that it was renewed to a 13 episode season, so that would mean that we would have had episode 10, 11, 12, 13, so 4, and unless the last one is a double, and they do a bookend with that, because we started with not a double episode, but a double length episode for the season, so I'm wondering if the season finale is actually a double episode. We'll have to wait and see, and I want to look up properly when that episode comes out to see if it is the season finale, instead of being like, hey, there's one episode left, I'll be back next week, and there's no episode. And usually in notes it does say, like, season finale, so I'm sure that I'll know at the time, but hey, that might mean we only have 2 weeks left of The Good Place, which is even worse, so. Alright, thank you very much for listening, guys. If you want to send in feedback, matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter at eTalkUK, I've resurrected the Instagram account as well, that's just eTalkUK, Entertainment Talk. You guys can search for those things. The username, if you need to search for it that way, is just eTalkUK, the same as Twitter, and Entertainment Talk is the profile name, I'm not sure, but at eTalkUK and eTalkUK for Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, there's the group and the page. There's also an email form you can fill out on the website. That's where you can put in your email and your comment. That will get sent to me as well. Yes, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org. And yeah, the contact page, there's a bunch of different ways you can get in contact and stuff, and send in feedback. If you'd like to support the podcast and support Entertainment Talk, patreon.com/entertainmenttalk. That's where you can go and redeem rewards for reviews of your choice. Amazon affiliate link, that's where you can shop on Amazon and we'll get a small cut of what you spend, but it won't cost you anything extra. iTunes feeds, if you're please subscribe to this feed as well. It's a good place to starting up again, and rating and reviewing it will really help it at this point in the season and stuff, get some more people in for the end portion of the season. But please rate, review and subscribe to the feeds that you use. Word of mouth, please tell your friends, family, people that you know, just, you know, share the links and stuff, and share them and copy and paste them and put them in all different places on Facebook. So just share them around, word of mouth, all that good stuff. Tell your friends, family, people that you know. Video games, if you'd like to watch me, Robert, or David play different video games. I've got one on Twitch, so is David. I've been streaming some PSVR stuff. That's PlayStation's VR system that they have. Very, very good stuff. Really enjoying that at the moment. There's some videos coming out soon. And Robert's got one on Mixer as well, so you can go and check that out as well. Thank you all very much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Yes, next week, because this is Friday and there's no other content coming out on the weekend. So, yes, I will see you next week. Goodbye.